MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
What's our super fast intro this week?
Just play the song.
Okay.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
I got accused of being an uptalker.
Did you?
In the chats.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Apparently I end every phrase up.
Oh, well, you know what, though? I left the chat in a huff last week.
Oh, it wasn't last week.
It wasn't.
It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It may have been when we were doing the live episode. I'm not sure. But yeah, okay. Somebody called me out and said that I was an uptalker.
Oh, like a Canadian girl?
I don't know.
Yeah. I left the chat last week.
Yeah, why did you leave the chat?
The stream wasn't working and it bugged me.
Oh, see, it's funny because I was out here cleaning out my garage.
Yeah.
And I jumped on the chat right as you would left it.
Okay.
You're like, fuck this. And I was like, I've had clear audio the entire time. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, because I was listening to it while I was straightening some things up.
No, like me and a bunch of people in the chat, the audio would just stop.
Yeah, I jumped on. I was like, I've got audio.
And then there was like a stretch of like 2 minutes where there was no audio.
Really?
Yeah, and I went, well, oh well. Download the episode after it airs. See ya.
Because
we post it right after it airs now.
Oh, is that
true fact?
Is that a constant thing? That isn't just because iTunes is being dickish.
I've just been doing it every week now.
All right,
who gives a shit?
I'm okay.
We don't really
it.
Promote it till Monday, but
nah,
it
we'll
posts
it Monday.
Right after it airs to theshykids.com.
A little behind the scenes secret there, Shy Kids fans.
Yeah. So I kind of left angry at the stream not working properly.
Yeah, that's why you didn't come back.
And then, so you came in because I left before you got there.
I sat down right as you had left. I saw you're like, I'm leaving.
It was like you tapped like a tag team.
It was. It was a little bit. And I was like, all right, I'll take over.
I'll take over from here.
And I was there to the end of the show.
Nice.
Watching people berate me for being terrible at that fucking game.
Did they enjoy you not guessing Jeff Goldblum for a long time?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, big ups to No Shtick Zone who guessed it.
Did he?
Nice. Early, yeah. You were even beat out.
Oh, wow.
People guessed Agent Carter before you guessed it.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Yeah, they were both better than us.
Sweet.
Both. That didn't make any sense.
True fact, I cut 20 minutes of you trying to guess Jeff Goldblum.
I bet you did.
I cut that way the fuck down.
I'm surprised you didn't cut more because the episode just ends, right? I go, Jeff Goldblum, this never happened.
Yeah. That's kind of what I had to do. End it that way because we were just totally out of time.
I'm bad.
Yeah.
Bad at that game. We should never play it again.
All right. Well, we got an email.
Oh.
We haven't got one of those in a while.
No, we haven't.
I've begun to think that our fans just don't care anymore.
Right.
But no, we got one.
Okay.
From superfan JJ.
JJ!
Yeah.
He hangs out in the chat sometimes.
He does, yes. The subject of this email had me worried when I first read it because the subject just says, I don't get it.
Oh, no.
I thought this was going to, uh-oh. Are the tables turning on the Shy
shit.
Kids? Yeah. he says, hello, Shy Kids. I was wondering if you would expand on a topic that you touched on a while back. In your earlier episodes, you talked about things that other people like, such as music and movies that you don't like, or I just don't get it. I was wondering if there was anything that other people do or say in general that you just don't get. And this can be anything, no limits. It doesn't even have to be about other people. Mm-hmm. Just things you see and think, I don't get it.
Well, that was a Dean episode, and we're not allowed contractually to touch on topics that we may have previously touched on with Dean, so I'm sorry.
That was in Dean's stipulations when he left the show. That's why we don't do Funk Fridays anymore.
No. And we had to retire Nerdigories.
Yeah. No. he gives his own example.
Oh, okay.
I had mentioned in the past that I work night shift in a big stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get my lunch break until 2:30 a.m. Really? I'd call that like a midnight snack break.
Yeah, right? How does that work at a big stadium? Why does a big stadium have a graveyard shift, I'm wondering?
Oh, cleaning staff.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that before. Sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get my lunch break until 2:30 a.m. At that time, your options for lunch are pretty limited, so a lot of us go to a place called Sheets.
Is that like Shenanigans?
No. I've heard of Sheets. It's kind of like if 7-Eleven had a fuckload more options and actually made food there. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like
there's like
those
gas stations attached to it, too.
Okay, I was
too.
About to say, is it like a truck stop where
kinda.
It's got like a Subway, a Taco Bell, and a KFC?
It's like if you have a local truck stop. Like just one that's right down the road. Yeah.
Okay.
he didn't put that in. However, since it's
he has parentheses burp.
But, since it's only 2:30 in the morning, they only have two people working, and if a bunch of people come in and order food, it takes a while to make.
Right.
At Sheets.
Sheets.
So there is this one woman I unfortunately work with who will get belligerent.
What's her name?
It doesn't say.
Ah,
Lady Marmaduke.
Yes.
Who will get belligerent and pissy with the staff and will cuss them out.
You would be too if your dog got fucked by a homeless lady.
And give them shit if her order takes too long. And this has happened many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
It bugs me because at that point, all you're saying is work even slower just to piss me off and add extra loogies, please.
Yeah. It's already pretty sketch getting food at like a truck stop.
Yeah.
You know? Like you're taking.
It's not
a
truck stop.
It's not.
No, it's like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
where they make food there.
Well, technically, 7-Eleven makes food there now too.
They don't make it. It gets delivered.
They make pizzas.
I wouldn't call that making a pizza.
Hot wings.
Okay. Listen.
And roly tulip. What are those?
Roly tulips. Gotta love those roly tulips.
They're like taquitos. That's what I meant. Like taquitos with different shit in it. They got like breakfast taquitos, and they got buffalo chicken taquitos.
And roly tulips. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. La 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 la. However, because I've been such a longtime customer and I'm nice and patient, they have on more than one occasion made my order before others.
Oh, he's a regular.
Yeah, he's a regular and he's nice to them. He's not like this jerk who's like, why aren't you making my food quicker even though there's 10 customers and only two people here?
We'll call her Bernice.
Yeah, Bernice.
That sounds like a fitting name.
So he says, do you have any more examples? Thank you for your time, JJ. He adds a little PS. I was watching Corey shaving the beard video, and with the soul patch and glasses, you look kind of like Justin Pierre from the Motion City soundtrack.
Show me the picture.
Here is the picture of Justin Pierre from Motion City soundtrack.
You know, it's not too far off.
That's not
actually
too far off.
That's a pretty, his hair's a little more wild, and I imagine he looks like he would be tanner than I am.
Yeah, he looks swarthy.
but not terribly off there, JJ.
Yeah. So things we just don't get.
things we don't get.
I know in the past I've talked about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Fucking other things.
I mean, like,
anything with horses and knights and shit.
Yeah, I don't get Game of Thrones.
I haven't even tried to watch it yet, so I couldn't even tell. I probably wouldn't care.
That's the thing. Like, I don't care enough. Like,
to try to watch it.
Yeah, I've crested the hype.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm too far beyond the hype of it to, like, be excited about it. So if I see an episode on HBO or whatever, I'll catch 10 minutes or something and just be like, I don't care about any of this shit.
It's at the point, too, where you're kind of starting a little bit to hear some of the fans complain about things on the show.
Really?
A little bit.
See,
like, I didn't like this.
Who cares?
And so that, it's already like, you know, meh.
The thing that I don't get, that people do, especially about TV or media or something like that.
Yeah.
If you do not watch something and people get like offended that you're not watching their favorite show.
Yeah.
Like I can understand people be like, oh my gosh, you should totally watch it. It would be right. And like try to recommend it to you or like, to do what you did to me for Doctor Who, or like recommend an episode to start in on.
Yeah.
Or like if you're really interested, like, this is the way to go about it. It's a really cool show, but
I'm good at like determining, okay, you're not going to like this. So right. I'm not going to try to
right.
throw this at you.
And I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like when people recommend, oh, you got to start watching Thrones, man. Gotta start watching GOT, baby.
It's
I'm like, really?
When
do
I,
you know that I hate like everything like that?
Swordy fantasy is not really my thing
no.
either. Yeah. But yeah, it's
but there's naked
attitude.
People.
So what?
So there's porno.
Yeah, and there's a ton of other things on that channel and on subsequent channels that also have nudity.
Yeah.
That don't involve people getting decapitated.
Yeah.
And are naked in more sexy ways.
Exactly.
But it's, yeah, the people that get super offended
yeah.
when they start talking about Game of Thrones or have a Game of Thrones reference or something, and I'm like, yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones, and they're like, you don't watch Game of Thrones? Like I've shamed their only child or something like that. Like I don't understand that reaction.
I did a parody of one of those guys not too long ago when Two Fat Daleks got put on More Like Radio
uh-huh.
and they announced it. I think it was Ash from Antisocial Gamer Radio was in the comments mm-hmm. saying, you know, oh, not my cup of tea, but I'll plug it.
Right.
And I went underneath and wrote, how dare you not like a British sci-fi series that's tailored for children? How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's made for kids.
You know, I would understand if we still existed in a time where television was only three channels and you had a very small amount of stuff that you could watch.
But yeah.
Given the almost infinitesimal amount of media that you can consume
yeah.
nowadays, I'm sorry that I don't watch the one television show that you and all of your people tend to like.
Yeah.
You know, like,
tend to wipe?
Did I say wipe?
You just said tend to wipe.
I thought like.
Ah.
I have a feeling tonight's show is going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, it was a Freudian vagina if I ever heard one.
I'm going to fill a highlight reel of all of my word warts tonight. Son of a bitch. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, I didn't say that show is shitty. I just said that,
no,
that I don't
like,
watch it.
I don't, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and
the
I'm
attitude.
Not, I'm not motivated to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not really my thing.
No.
You know, but good for you. You got a show.
Yeah. I'm glad Peter Dinklage is getting work.
Right.
Love him. He's great.
He's a great actor.
Yes.
He is. He's a fantastic actor.
Keep him employed.
I agree.
No killing the dink.
Don't. Yeah. Of all the characters
yeah.
that I would root for not watching that show. It would
for
be,
all I know, he's already dead on the yeah, show. Yeah, you know, like, because.
Yeah. Is he? Well,
who knows? Like, I don't know. I straight up don't know.
I have no clue.
He could have like already died last season, and yeah. I would have no idea.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, like I'm sort of that way with Breaking Bad too. I never got on the Breaking Bad bandwagon. I'm sure that that's a show that I will eventually watch.
Yeah.
And love, but when I would watch episodes while it was on the air, I didn't. I was too past that.
I know I'm going to watch Breaking Bad. I just haven't yet. But I did that too with The Wire. I like crime shit.
The Wire is amazing.
And The Wire is great. But I watched it like way the fuck late after yeah. like 2 years of people telling me to watch it. I watched it and I'm like, yeah, this is really great. But I wasn't like, why didn't I watch this sooner? I was like, I have yeah. time to watch this now. Let's watch it. So I know
exactly.
I'm going to watch Breaking Bad. Especially now I'm even more motivated because Better Call Saul is starting and I'm a huge Bob Odenkirk fan.
Right.
Yes. So I want to watch Breaking Bad in case there's any sort of reference. I don't want to get spoiled. I want to watch yeah. that first and then watch Better Call Saul, even though Better Call Saul is a prequel.
Fuck
but they
spoilers.
Could do forward. What's that called? Where they
Flash forward?
Foreshadowing.
Oh, foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what happens if I get a chemistry teacher?
Who? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
If it spoils a little bit and then a year or two later you watch Breaking Bad, you'll get to that point and you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then it's not going to, I don't know. No, but like going back to JJ's email.
Yeah.
Another thing that like he spoke specifically about like people and their restaurant habits.
Oh yeah.
I have a big pet peeve with people at restaurants.
Okay.
And it deals with special orders.
Oh.
Special orders drive me nuts.
Oh.
Now, I can understand special orders when it's a customizable item.
Thing.
Like if it's a build your own cheeseburger yeah. or a pizza.
Or they have a thing called the three item combo and then you yes. get to pick your three items.
Or you're at a Mexican food spot and you can sort of select your own what goes with rice and beans.
Yeah. That's you know, exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Chinese food, same yeah. situation. But when you go to a restaurant and you're ordering off of a menu that an executive chef has spent many hours preparing because he went to a culinary school and learned how to pair.
So we're talking like a real
together.
Restaurant.
Just like a real restaurant. Yeah. I mean, even like your Outbacks, your Claim Jumpers, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like there is a chef who put that stuff together. What?
No, you know? You're right. Okay.
they have an executive chef.
They're just so corporate. I can't imagine like one.
I know it's
David are, Outback is in charge of this menu.
No, but there is somebody at the helm who is putting flavors together that they know should go together, or whatnot. I mean, it's not fine cuisine,
yeah.
but even on those levels, it drives me nuts.
Yeah,
because you're shitting on somebody's craft.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, like it's you go and you see what's on the menu. There's a lot of things on these menus. Just find something that you will like.
Yeah.
You know? Don't find something that you kind of don't like most of and yeah. then have them change around everything for you. Just find something on the goddamn menu that you like.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Go with a safe bet.
Yeah, you know, and like, or, I don't know, part of it too is I'm such a foodie that like I want to know what, I want to taste the experience that they want to give me. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's, I mean, but like, even for, like, I'm not that far because I understand, hey, this sounds really good, except the tomatoes.
See,
so
like,
no tomatoes, please.
To me, oh, it depends. Like, if it's just tomatoes sort of as a garnish or like on
no,
top.
No, like if you get there's some awesome sounding cheeseburger
mm-hmm.
and you're a person that doesn't like tomatoes, be like, that cheeseburger sounds awesome.
Right.
Can you give me that without the tomatoes, though? I have no problem with that. My problem is the people who are like, okay, it's like they have a whole plan of how they want their plate.
If they yeah. make 20 questions with the waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to say,
can I get half a burger?
If you just
can you
don't
cut my burger in half? And do I get a 50% off for that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird too. I was never a waiter. Like I don't have that perspective of like the headache of having to take down
yeah.
somebody's special fucking order and then knowing that they put so much itemization into their special order that it's probably gonna come up fucked up.
Yeah.
And because the food is prepared earlier in the day and like pre-ready to go and they just warm it up and put it on your plate.
Yeah.
You know? That the special orders are a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I also know that a lot of people that do that because they think that they're going to get a fresh meal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My mom like, used to subscribe to that. When you go to McBurger King,
yeah,
you order it like without ketchup and they have to make you a new one from scratch.
Right.
And it's like,
no,
they already have, like, they just have burgers made. It's not like they're made and wrapped up.
No.
They have patties made.
Yeah, and they're in a tray.
And then they put a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a fresher one.
Yeah. Like people that ask for like extra crispy french fries because they think that they'll make them a new batch of french fries.
Oh, yeah.
No, they just take the french fries that are already done and sitting there and
yeah.
refry them.
Yeah.
You know.
And even though I was kind of defending the people who will just be like, no tomatoes. I don't customize at all.
I try not to as much as possible.
This is always when I go out to eat with people. You'll have you know, your friends are like, does this come with blah, 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 and asking questions. And then they get to me. I'm like, number three.
Yep. And I'm to the point, too, where, like, even if they hand me the wrong meal, I'm like, I was supposed to eat this instead.
I'm not like that. I'll be like, I think you gave me someone else's.
Yeah, I rarely send it back unless I notice right away. Like, if I ordered steak and they give me chicken, I'll be like, I ordered a steak, actually.
Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid they'll realize they fucked up and think I'm a fucking moron because I don't know that fucking Chili Colorado is not Chili Relleno.
Right. Yeah.
Chili Relleno, perfect. All these chunks of meat, nummy.
Well, usually, like, if the waiter comes around, or if they notice, it'd be like, you know what, it's cool. Like, unless this is supposed to go to another table.
I feel like I would still eat it. It's like, cool. In that quick moment of they're like, oh, I gave you someone else's, I'd be like, oh, you did? Like, I wouldn't play it off the right way. Just a quick decision of how do I act in this situation.
I don't know what food looks like.
Oh, I guess this isn't what I ordered.
I know I ordered off of a picture.
Yeah, I ordered fish and chips. You gave me a burger. Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so non-confrontational when it comes to food. Yeah. Like, this is fine. You know. But yeah, the nitpicky picky eaters drive me nuts. Oh my god! Like, seriously, even in a situation where, like, you know, you get a burger and the only thing you don't like is the tomatoes, it's really easy to pull off tomatoes.
You know, who,
like, you get the burger and you just open it up and you're like, I don't like to eat these. Your burger is fine.
Yeah, that's what I do. If I don't like something, I take it off. Exactly. You know which people I think are silly. I laugh at them.
The no food touching people.
No. Okay. I want a drink, no ice, because I'm the genius who thought I'm going to get more drink if I say no ice.
Right.
Which is technically true.
Yes.
But you're a dork with a fucking tepid drink. Get some fucking ice in there and cool that shit down.
I have a theory, too, that the ice helps retain the internal structure of the cup.
Yes.
That if you get one without ice, you will crush it and the lid will come flying.
Yeah.
And your shit will spill all over you.
That is completely true.
Right.
In fact, I've done this experiment at work. I filled up a cup with just water and then walked back to my desk and it is sloshing and bleh, yep. Bleh, bleh, coming out the top,
right.
Hitting my fucking fingers. Cause it's just nothing. But if you fill it with ice, and then you have water, and you have a cup full of ice and water, and you walk, that shit doesn't move.
It's got a lot more surface area to break up the energy.
There's no sloshing of the water as you're walking. It's just like, it's perfect.
I hope that if you order a drink without ice, that it spills on you.
Yeah, me
and it
too.
Makes the interior of your car sticky.
Yeah. You genius who thought of the idea of, I'll get more soda this way.
Yeah. Also...
Beautiful. It's, awesome. You got some
it's like a dollar.
You have some, you have more soda that's going to be lukewarm by the time you get to it.
Yeah. Just order another drink.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's like a dollar.
Yeah. It's a dollar.
Don't be an idiot.
Do you have any more?
Yes.
Good.
This one is a fairly recent one. I seem gripey. You don't have any gripes.
Oh, I got some gripes. Oh,
okay. Prius drivers drive
Priuses.
Priuses.
The end.
Yes. No. I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
What's wrong with Prius drivers?
I have noticed that the Prius drivers on my route, now I'm not saying all Prius drivers because that would be, you know, like a blanket statement that isn't necessarily true, right?
Yeah.
I've noticed that the Prius drivers along my particular route to and from work, drive 5 miles an hour slower than the speed limit.
I think it's because their car is less powerful.
No.
No?
I thought, like, oh, maybe it's just the way that the hybrid works. It doesn't accelerate as fast, so they don't know that they're not, like, up to speed.
Yeah.
Although, you can clearly see that everybody else is moving past you.
Right.
They are almost always in the fast lane or the lane next to the fast lane, and they're always going slower than the flow of traffic. Now, I don't mind if you're going the speed limit. That's fine. But when you're going slower than the flow of traffic,
You're a dick.
That's shitty. Like, if you're going 65 exactly, and it's like, flow of traffic is going fine, but you're at least going the speed limit. But when you're 5 miles per hour or more lower than the actual speed limit, and the flow of traffic is going at 75, you're a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Right? And I've noticed, like, since I've developed this theory, I've been trying to, like document every time
I see
somebody. Yeah, I want to. That's my next step.
You're like a slug bug with Priuses?
Yeah, anytime somebody is going slower than the flow of traffic, I will note what kind of car they're driving.
Yeah.
What time of day it was.
You got to add in ethnicity.
No. That has nothing to do with it.
That's not your experiment?
It has nothing to do with it.
Gender?
Nothing to do with
no?
it.
No? Okay.
No, because I've had this experience past them, and it's been a woman, been a man, been different kinds of ethnicities. It's specifically the Prius.
It's the Prius. It's the car.
Yeah, and I think that it might have to do with the car itself. I have a friend who drives a Prius, and he says that he doesn't drive, like, he drives like a bat out of hell in his Prius, and he gets mad at other Prius drivers for not doing it. I also drive a hybrid, so it's not like hybrid technology makes your car slower.
It's Prius.
Because I pass those Prius drivers.
It's something about Prius drivers. What's your car?
I drive a Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Like Sunday, but with a hun.
Oh.
yeah, a Hyundai.
It's okay to be Hyundai.
Yes, that's... Thank you, George Takei. So I also drive a hybrid, and my hybrid works just like a regular car, so I don't know what the fuck their problem is. But I was talking to my friend that drives a Prius, and he said that when you get a Prius, there's a specific technique for driving the Prius to gain maximum gas mileage.
Okay.
Right. And part
of it. So that's what all these assholes are doing?
Yeah. Part of it has to do with, as you're accelerating to a certain speed, a little light will come on your dash that tells you that you're in optimum zone. Just stay in that range and you will ride battery as long as you can.
Okay.
The problem with that is Toyota engineered that little sweet spot to be 55 miles per hour. Between 55 and 60 miles per hour. They're in a range where they're getting the most optimum gas mileage on the freeway.
Here's what I'll say. You can drive 55, but get in that fucking right lane.
Yes.
Shit dick.
That's the problem. Don't get in the fast lane.
No.
If you are not willing, like, you should only get in that fast lane if you know I'm going to try to get around as many people as possible.
There's nights after work where I'm tired and I'm not all gunned up.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't give, like, I just want a smooth fucking drive home.
Right.
So I'm a right lane motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't, aggressive, you know, I'm not in an aggressive driving mood. So I'm just like, I'm fucking right lane in this all the way home. Music on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had full on arguments.
Slow ride. Bam, 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 bam.
Take it easy. Yeah, I've had full-on arguments with my wife where I'm like, we're driving out to like a something. We get on the freeway.
Yeah.
And we're having a conversation. We're just talking about our day or whatever. So I'll stay in the right lane because I don't need to be like crazy maneuvering, weaving in and out of traffic while I'm trying to
have a conversation.
Also have a conversation while I'm driving. So the least amount of sort of driving responsibility so that I can focus both time, right? And she will stop whatever conversation we're having, get super frustrated at me. Why the fuck are you still in the right lane? It's the slowest lane. And it's like, we're talking.
Because I'm chilling.
Like, we're just doing, yeah, like.
I'm chilling,
are
man.
Are you in a hurry to get to, like, my family's Thanksgiving right now? Like, who cares? We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking, I'm okay with the right lane.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
You want to go fast, you left lane it. Yeah, if you want to chill
over,
out, right lane.
Get over.
Prius.
Get over. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like it isn't just Prius drivers. It's probably some other factor that I'm not seeing, but it on my particular route, it's all Prius drivers.
Yeah,
it's all the Toyota Prius. It's unbelievable how many fucking Toyota Priuses out there drive under the speed limit. It's nuts.
Dicks. Just total dicks.
Stay out of my fast lane.
Stay out of my fast lane.
Because I'm already late for work.
Yeah. Wash my damn towels. I have a big gripe, which I had brought, like, before this was even JJ's email.
Uh-huh.
I had it, and I was like, I'm bringing this to the show.
Uh-huh.
And then JJ's email is perfect because it's a big, I don't get it.
Okay.
Okay. This is the Golden Globes aired last weekend, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the last time for Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Or so they say.
Yeah. I don't watch the Golden Globes. I did watch their monologue on YouTube the next day.
Because
that's how I roll.
I love award shows.
I only watch monologues of award shows.
I love the Golden Globes. I love movie award shows.
So none of that Grammy horse shit.
Grammys are completely pointless.
Yeah.
I don't watch like People's Choice. I don't watch like any other music ones really.
People's Choice is usually awful.
But like Oscars,
Globes,
Golden Globes, those types of shows, I'm such like a cinephile that yeah. like I want to be in the room. Like I want to talk to those people, you know, like
yeah.
Yeah,
can you believe this, really Clooney?
Oh, Clooney. He got a Cecil B. DeMille award.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic.
He was good.
He was so fantastic.
So listen. I saw the monologue. Monologue was great.
Okay. Monologue was great.
Yeah, monologue was really good.
They almost Ricky Gervais'd it.
They almost Ricky Gervais'd it?
Yeah, where Ricky Gervais comes out and he's just like, you guys are all fucking twats. Yeah. On with the show. Yeah. They almost did that.
Yeah, yeah. A big moment that a lot of people talked about was the Cosby jokes.
Cosby jokes? The George Clooney joke was really
good. George
funny.
Clooney joke was really good.
Really funny.
Here was somebody's post on...
Somebody didn't like it?
Tumblr.
They were fantastic.
Here was somebody's post on Tumblr.
Okay, Tumblr.
About...
Or it's
the
Tumblr.
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 Yeah, there's yeah. no other vowels.
About the Cosby portion of the monologue.
Okay. Do you have the Cosby portion of the monologue?
What?
As a refresher? What exactly did they say? Remember?
They said first that they were talking about Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a movie about fairy tales or some shit. And they brought up that Sleeping Beauty just thought she was going to have a meeting with Bill Cosby.
Right.
Bah, bah, bah. And then they did bad impressions of Cosby.
They did fantastic bad impressions.
They put the pills in the people.
Put the pills in the people.
Yeah.
No. It's more like, put the pills in the people.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Because Cosby's probably a rapist.
Right.
It's a big thing in the news. And they were making fun of this old man who's probably a rapist.
And I thought they did a fabulous job by like really kind of deflecting those jokes in the guise of them sort of trying to figure out a bad impression of Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Like, that was a pretty good comic turn.
It was clever. Here's the post from Tumblr by, it doesn't even have the username.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Like, I love Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Hold on.
What?
Like.
It starts with like.
Should you read this as Willow Smith?
Like, I love Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're some of my favorite actresses.
Uh-huh.
But it's so unbelievably fucked up the way they would make rape jokes on a televised program. In front of millions of women and rape victims, acting as if rape is a fucking joke. Especially because they claim to stand for women and argue that they fight misogyny. Like, no, y'all no longer have a right to say that after you disrespect
on.
These women.
Hold on.
Yes.
Did they just type y'all?
Yeah.
They typed y'all?
I type y'all sometimes.
I type y'all ironically.
When I'm being folksy.
But like, this is...
They typed y'all.
This is my dissertation of why they're bad. You should probably use proper English if you're going to...
No capital letters either.
Nice. This is a lot of credit.
Like, no, y'all know, and there's been a lack of a period for a while here.
run on sentence.
Y'all no longer have the right to say that after you disrespect these women who were drugged and raped by Bill Cosby and didn't say anything because they were scared for their lives and careers. I've now lost pretty much all my respect for them because what they did was wrong and disgusting. #rape, #rape culture, #AmyPoehler, #TinaFey, #GoldenGlobes.
How are you going to #rape? Really? Like after that, your first hashtag is rape?
#rape.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, well that's, #rape. If you want it to be seen by all the people who love rape.
don't know.
Yeah, because lots of people are just Google searching rape.
Yeah, let's search for rape today.
Really? You know what I need to see, Google? Rape.
Here's my big I don't get. There was some controversy recently about comedians making rape jokes. If you're in an audience and you are somebody who has been raped and a comedian is making jokes, making fun of a rape victim.
Right.
That can maybe freak you out a bit. You know what I mean?
You are in a hypersensitive state.
Yeah,
towards that subject matter. Yes,
exactly.
Of
yeah. I can get that. My suggestion would be to stay away from comedy clubs because there's a lot of fucking rape jokes. But I can get that. But this little dissertation makes it seem like if the subject of rape is anywhere close to a joke in any way, not allowed, even though Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were making fun of the rapist.
Alleged rapist. Yeah, let's not get
like,
ourselves
into the point
trouble.
Of this was to point out, hey, Bill Cosby's a fucking shitty rapist.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that was what you're saying is comedy cannot be used in any way, even if it's to fight against rapists.
Right.
Because you're making jokes and rape is the subject. But yeah. It's not. The rapist was the subject.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I
like way to completely miss the point, this right. person on Tumblr. Yeah. Of, like, why they were making those jokes.
Well, here's the problem is most people miss the point.
Yeah.
They half hear things.
Yeah.
And then make rash decisions based off of a lot of different variables.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not they are personal influence, like maybe something happened to this person. Probably not.
Yeah.
Perhaps they're offended for another group.
Yeah.
You know, the way so many reactionary people are in this country. But I mean, my real issue with this sort of dissertation and others like it is, first of all, they're just fucking jokes.
Yes.
They're not presented as a political statement.
Yeah.
They're not presented as a way to sway public opinion. They're just meant to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And to forget a little bit about how serious some situations are.
Exactly.
It's fuck. This is such a hotbed.
It is.
Topic for me.
But there's this whole thing now where it's kind of like don't joke about anybody.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, like it's...
Say whatever the fuck you want about whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
If people don't like it, then they'll stop listening to you.
Yeah.
Case in point, you know, the only person that should be able to edit themselves is the person who said it because they either want to keep a broader audience or, you know, they feel like what they may have said it may have crossed the line for their own personal, you know, beliefs or whatever,
yeah.
you know. Otherwise, if you don't like a thing they said, move on.
A thing I'll say every once in a while, someone will mention PR, like public relations.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, you know, like PR. And I'll be like, well, who cares if he's Puerto Rican? As a goof? Tumblr would have a problem with that.
Yes. Ricky Gervais said
because
it.
I'm using Puerto Rican as a punchline, even though I'm not making fun of Puerto Ricans.
Right.
The idea, the purpose
That's
of that
racist.
Joke.
Racist.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Like the... Excuse me. The point of that joke is that I'm misrealizing what you're talking about.
Yes.
It's actually to make me look like a buffoon.
Yes.
In a way.
That is the joke.
Yeah.
That I'm a buffoon. I didn't realize that you were talking about something
Dean,
common.
When he was on the show, a big moment was when he said, well, my brother's autistic. And I said, who cares if he's a good painter?
Yes.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yes.
Dean thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, you were also in a space of
But again,
of trust
it's a joke.
Him,
yeah, of course. Dean's my
too,
friend.
So.
But it's the joke is that I'm the idiot in the situation.
Right.
Because I'm mishearing or misunderstanding what's being said.
Exactly.
Yeah. Near the end of Colbert's era.
Yeah.
Closer to the end, I started to see a little bit of this attitude. Oh, it's convenient that this privileged white man gets to say all this horrible shit under the guise of a character.
Yeah, that's what characters are for.
Yeah. Like, not realizing that that's the point is he's making fun of conservatives.
Right.
He's it's lampooning shtick. Them.
Yeah.
They, some of the SJW community started to turn on that and be like, no, see, he's getting away with saying awful shit under the guise of the character. He's not, like, they felt it was going too far.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember that whole thing where he did that joke about, he was making fun of the fact that like, the Redskins team started a college fund for, like, Native Americans.
Yes.
And then he said, I'm going to start a college fund called, like, the Misosati for Asians or whatever. Like, he was making fun of that absurdistness.
Yes.
And some Asian group tried to get him fired over that. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he's making... And the person, her name was Suey Park, was the person who was, like, leading the charge on that.
Right.
She said, oh, I totally get the joke. I get what he's doing. He's making fun of the fact that the Redskins won't change their name.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Like, that was their attitude. It doesn't matter that I understand what the joke was. You shouldn't joke like that. You get what I mean? It's just ridiculousness. It's like, so it comes to a point where it's like, okay, you can't joke about anybody. There's a new thing now. If I call someone stupid, you're stupid. I'm being ableist, apparently.
Ableist?
Ableist.
Really?
Yes.
Are they trying to ban stupid?
They're trying to say that stupid is a term because doctors in the fucking, like, 20s would write, you know, if, like, someone was mentally retarded.
Right.
Like, there was stupid and moron.
They were mentally challenged.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. You can't say mentally retarded anymore. Mentally challenged. Yeah. I forgot about that. That one I'm fine with getting rid of. I'm not defending mentally retarded. I'm cool with saying mentally challenged. But, like, because stupid, imbecile, moron, stuff like that started off as these weird medical terms in the olden days and now don't mean that at all anymore, no, you can't use them because it used to refer to people who were mentally challenged.
You know what? Then ban geek. Why not?
Yeah.
It used to mean carnival freak.
Yeah. So you're ableist if you call someone stupid. If you say, ladies and gentlemen, trans exclusionary...
Yeah.
And they'll just, like, totally be like, oh, you're being trans exclusionary right now. Really? I'm just saying the thing that people say at the beginning of speeches.
It's what is it, a colloquialism?
Yeah.
Colloquialism?
It's like a goofy thing.
Ah!
Their gears start going and they get even nuttier with it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's ableist probably saying nutty.
Nutty.
You go, okay, well, then I'll just say people. Yeah, but now you're being sarcastic. That's still, like, now you're just, like, nobody says people. Now you're
well,
just,
that's all that's left,
now
asshole.
You're just clear. Now you're just being passive-aggressive with your...
Jesus Christ.
With your either misogyny, trans-misogyny, transphobia, whatever. What the fuck?
I think the only tactic that those groups have is just to exhaust their opponents.
Well, that's exactly what they are. They're exhausting people. Like... When I see, like, the shit that they'll message people, be like, oh, you're being ableist and shit like that. Cause go read anyone's Twitter at mentions when they post something funny and you'll see some of these people popping up.
Right.
It's just like, what an exhausting what a drain you must be to hang out with.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you are a fucking nightmare to talk to. And then, so it's like, okay, so now we can't joke about anything. Except for maybe, like, white men. But...
No.
Because most of us don't give a shit. But then even there's the white men who are really like, hashtag not all men. Hey.
Well, that's a little unfair
the
to...
The men's rights activists.
Like, well, I'm not saying that there's men's...
there is men's rights activists.
But to think that, oh, well, they're privileged, so they're deserving of the sarcasm or the jokes or whatever. Like, no one group is deserving of any...
I think all groups are deserving of jokes.
I was going to say, adversely, then all groups have to be deserved. You know, like, yeah, so, it has to go across the board.
Corey, it goes deeper. So
deeper.
Now I can no longer joke about any people. Okay, let's say I agree to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say, okay, I'll only joke about animals. Dogs, they're stupid. Oh, furries are pissed.
Why are the furries pissed?
Because there's a section of furries called Otherkin. Have you heard of them?
No.
Otherkin truly believe they are that animal.
Otherkin, here's a here's a bit of advice. No, you're not.
Yes.
You're not another no. You're not.
Well, I'm dogkin, and what you said about dogs is offensive. So you're like, okay.
Sure it is.
Fuck animals, then.
The six people out there that think they're actually dogs.
I can only make jokes about inanimate objects. Fuck that bicycle. Well, I'm bicycle kin. I'm not lying, Corey. There are these people.
Bicycle kin?
Bicycle kin, inanimate object kin. There's a new thing called fiction kin. Do you know what that is?
It's a fantasy world.
Fiction kin is... I'm actually Eric Cartman. I really am.
But you're not.
I feel it in my... No, I'm not, because Eric Cartman was created after I was fucking born.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm Eric Cartman. I'm actually Korra from Legend of Korra.
No, you're not.
No. And if you truly believe you are, you have a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Ableist.
Hold on.
Ableist. Be an ableist.
I am comedy kin.
You are the human embodiment of comedy?
Of comedy, yeah.
You're doing a bad job.
I am. But I'm just saying that you trying to stifle comedy is offensive to comedy.
Boom. There you go. Trump card.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's a lot easier to ignore things that you don't like.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier. If you don't like fucking Game of Thrones, I'm not that interested in it. It's really easy for me to see it on the TV and go.
I'm Tyrion Lannister kin, though, so that's pretty offensive, Corey.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Lottie fucking da.
Yeah. There's a big thing right now. You know, Jeffrey Tambor won a Golden Globe for
he did.
Transparent.
I almost want to get a Amazon Prime account so that I could watch that show.
I haven't heard Amazon Prime. I haven't watched it yet. I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's fantastic.
So I need to watch it. And I love Jeffrey Tambor.
He's great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
everything he does.
I'm sure he adds a nice sort of layer to that kind of, like when he got announced as the winner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the announcer came on and described that he is getting this award for playing this character, whatnot. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. You know,
Corey,
what
this show, that, by the way, is written by created and written by a girl who grew up with a trans parent.
Okay.
Is getting a lot of heat on Tumblr.
Fucking Tumblr.
It's Tumblr, I'm telling you. Because how dare they not cast a trans person to play the role? How dare you not?
Are these people also offended every time a British person plays an American?
I bet that's coming.
Or anytime Gwyneth Paltrow plays anything other than an American?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Are they offended by, I don't know, people doing animal voices in cartoons?
They should get a real dog to do it.
Right? Yeah.
There's that movie, The Theory of Everything, where the guy plays smart dude who's crippled?
Stephen Hawking. Are they offended that somebody
who is not crippled is playing the role?
Yeah, except that he had to have...
There's a part in the movie where he has to be not crippled.
Is the gay community upset every time a non-gay actor plays a gay character?
The ones, a subsection of Tumblr is.
Really?
A subsection of Tumblr.
What
absolutely
about when
is.
A gay actor plays a straight character?
They're probably fine with that.
Here's the thing.
Because they love their double standards.
I'm going to pull the curtain back on Hollywood a little bit. All of those people that are playing roles, they're fucking pretending.
Yeah.
That's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
They pretend to be things that they aren't.
It's like saying only detectives should play Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
God.
But yeah, there's half
They
of-
should get a real incredible Hulk to play the Hulk.
I want to go back to The Theory of Everything.
Like they did in the 70s.
two reasons why their complaint about the theory of everything is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. For half the movie, he has to be not crippled.
Yeah.
Because they show him going through the, oh, fuck, his legs aren't working right. Oh, no. Right? By the way, crippled, very offensive word. Very ableist.
Crippy. is that the better term?
Yeah, I think so. Now, other thing, and the thing that...
So angry at these people.
The thing that is the kind of controversial thing to say is that... I don't know if there's a lot of good crippled actors. Like, there's crippled people, and I'm sure some of them act, but do you know how hard it is to find a good one?
Well, okay.
imagine the, like, how many actors are in the world.
Right.
Now, how many are good? Like, right. 1%. All actors.
Well, there are probably... a lot of really good actors.
Yeah.
Ones that sort of rise to the occasion.
Okay.
And
all right, let's say
their,
that. Let's say it's 10%
prime at the time that they need to.
Let's say it's 10% of all actors are really good.
Still very small number.
Now, how many disabled actors are there?
Even fewer probably.
Yeah. So now how many of them are going to be good?
You've seen probably the 15 that show up in every every time they need a sort of token.
Plus DJ Qualls, who is an honorary.
See, how are they upset that he played his
I'm
character?
Sure,
legit?
They are. He's played like 9 crippled characters.
You know, it'd be funny is if they didn't realize that he wasn't.
Yeah.
A disabled person.
My favorite thing, though,
and they were
is...
totally cool with it.
Most of these social justice warriors on Tumblr are white people themselves.
Are they?
Who are very paternally speaking for the minority. Like, I know what's right for them. It's like they're almost being even more... And
patting them on the head.
Yeah, like, I'll protect
very
you.
Very condescendingly. Yeah,
very condescendingly.
Are they upset that Forrest Gump was played by Tom Hanks? Because he isn't slow?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. They don't do a lot of like
is
going
slow,
back.
Is slow a derogatory term?
They don't. Oh, yeah.
I don't even
very
know.
Very ableist saying people are slow. They don't do a lot of going back and like backwards complaining.
Oh, why
it's
would
it's all
you do
forward.
That?
Yeah, it's all forward. It's all like the new thing is bad.
Yeah.
So they don't think about, oh, wait, this happened. You know?
You got to stay hip and cool.
Yeah. I mean, there were people saying that, I'm glad North Korea hacked Sony because the even fact that they would make this movie where you kill an existing leader is very offensive.
Yeah, because they haven't done that before.
Yeah, and so you're cool with North Korea's leader then? You're defending him? Old Kim Jong-un? You're like, oh, poor Kim Jong-un. He's really getting the short shift here.
I think being supportive of a filmmaker making a film has nothing to do with whether or not you side for or against the politics behind the film.
Yeah.
You know, you can watch the film, you cannot watch the film. If you feel like that film is offensive, don't watch it.
So to finish Jay's email topic.
Yeah.
I don't get Tumblr.
Well, I mean, it sort of goes into current events though a little bit too, like what we're talking about. You know, it's sad.
It's like the core concepts that they stand for, I'm like totally with. You know what I mean? Like misogyny disgusts me. Transphobia definitely disgusts me.
Yeah.
I hate races. I hate like all that stuff, and I'm all
you
for
hate races.
Racism.
Oh,
I hate races.
All of them.
Yeah. And so I'm all for like
for Cambodian
activism to change shit.
Right.
Feminist doc. I've called myself on this show. You know what I mean? But. It's like, y'all are fucking nuts.
Well, what I don't understand is...
y'all.
Like, I understand having a cause and feeling super strongly about it. But what I don't understand is the people that once they latch onto a cause, they lose their sense of humor completely.
They lose their sense of humor and
they
lose
their sense of levity.
Sense of reason.
Yeah, like what the rational side of arguments in life and like all that stuff kind of dissolves away, and you become sort of tunnel visioned on your cause.
And they're hurting the cause too, because they're annoying people.
Yeah.
If you want, you don't annoy people to get your cause across. You know who I hate? Any protester who stands on the freeway.
Yeah.
I don't care what they're protesting about.
Yeah.
You're fucking my day up.
I could agree with everything you've written on your little sign there, but fuck you, get out of my way.
Fuck you, get out of my way. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. And maybe it's just I don't feel strongly enough.
Well, you know what they would
say? Like, I don't have enough passion.
If the SJWs on Tumblr heard this conversation we're having right now,
tear us apart. Give us some notoriety.
No, here's exactly what they would say. Oh, easy coming from two straight privileged white men.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, straight, do your homework. Secondly,
Doc is at least 20% gay.
At least 20.
Yeah. Then I don't understand why what I happen to be or what you happen to be has anything to do with a principle we stand
because
for.
Because our opinion doesn't matter in the situation to
bullshit.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
If the opinion is valid, then it matters.
Yeah.
But they're
saying our opinion isn't valid.
It may not carry as much weight.
Yeah.
Against somebody who has lived in those circumstances or is, you know, within the parameters of whatever.
Yeah.
But fuck that. That's saying that we're not allowed to take up that cause.
Yeah.
Because like that is like reverse discriminating into our like you go stay in your box and don't stand alongside other people for rational things.
You'll see people write to them and be like, look, I'm black. Or I'm trans, and I think what you're saying is ridiculous to the people. And then you know what they say? That you're either lying
or self-hating. Yeah,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
There's no winning. There, you know what there is? Ignoring. That's how you win.
Yeah. It's a real catch-22.
It's just I've seen it a lot, and I had to bring it to the show, so I'm not ignoring it right now. But guess what I'm going to start doing real fucking soon?
What?
Ignoring.
Yeah. That's a good strategy just across the board.
Yeah.
If there's something that you don't like, especially if it's a type of art or expression.
Yeah.
My God. If it's something that somebody creates for entertainment.
Yeah.
In any form.
You have to defend it because one of these days someone's going to try to call out something that is good. Like, oh, you're making fun of the president? That's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
The problem is like things that happen in Paris.
Paris. Gay Paris.
When
what happened in Paris?
I know.
Oh,
okay. Satirical comic magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's comic as in cartoon comics.
Yeah.
For those of you who may be living under a rock.
Hold on. I just want to apologize because I just chewed ice right into the mic.
Oh.
Sorry, listeners.
Two armed assailants walked into this magazine's headquarters. I don't know how to say the second word.
It seems so...
Hebdo?
Everybody
is saying Hebdo.
If this
but that's
magazine,
not the way it's spelled.
If this magazine is called Charlie Hebdo, that is like I would have never guessed that a magazine made in Paris is called Charlie Hebdo. That sounds like the fucking.
But
that sounds like something made in Alabama.
It's a satirical.
That sounds like a beer.
It does.
Or a whiskey. I'm drinking some Charlie Hebdo.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some moonshine.
Maybe it's like Charlie Hebdo.
It's probably. but it's a satirical comic magazine, and they often attack hyper-conservative viewpoints. They often attack extremist Muslim groups.
Yeah.
Not attack, but like they satirize them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they've often drawn Muhammad.
ISIS and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Make fun of those assholes.
They've often drawn caricatures of Muhammad doing silly things, which is a big no-no to the Muslim faith, right? Except that I don't quite understand. Like if somebody
I don't know. Like, if somebody who, like, if we held, it's hard to come up with an example. Okay. Yeah. Us and the Shy Kids, right? Say we believe that we shouldn't present ourselves in a drawn way.
Okay.
We obviously do, because but I'm saying
the,
like,
worst example ever, because that is exactly what's on our website.
Let's take, for example, that, like, we don't like artistic interpretations of ourselves. We only want to be shown in photo.
Okay.
Or written about.
Yeah.
You know. And then somebody outside of our shit thinks that we're silly and draws a caricature of us.
And then we go murder them.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, okay, they did that. So what?
Actually, it's not even us murdering them.
Because they don't hold
other fans of us go and murder that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't understand the disdain for those who don't abide by your rules. Like, if you have a set of rules for yourself, that the way you govern yourself because you believe that's right, and then somebody else who doesn't abide by your rules because they abide by their own rules, because we live in a large rock that has millions and millions of people, and everybody's going to have a different opinion on everything. I don't quite understand the leap to we must eliminate that entire group of people. You know, I mean, it's part of the reason why I don't identify any religion, you know, because so many religions have a history of they don't believe what we believe. They're doing things other than savages.
Yeah.
Destroy them all.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem like something I want to get on board with. So.
And that's how Christians back in the day used to be.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, that was the whole fucking, what is that shit? The Crusades?
The Crusades.
Yeah. They, like, straight up told one guy, the guy who discovered that or theorized that the earth probably spins around the sun and not vice versa.
Yeah.
The church straight up told him, you better fucking
blasphemy.
You better say that's not fucking true, or we'll kill. I would just been like, well, how does that negate anything? The Bible doesn't say who rotates around who.
Right.
Negates nothing. Still.
We didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't understand. It's somehow it's about keeping power. Somehow it's about, like, protecting your belief system in a way, but it's totally cool if people think different than you. And it's like, even if they're making fun of you, it's weird too, because I guess because we live in America where, like, free speech is just allowed.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're just, we came up in a society where, like, somebody could make fun of you and there's really no repercussions.
Yeah.
Because that's their opinion.
Yeah.
And, you may disagree with their opinion.
You might hit them, but then you get in trouble for being violent.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You cross a line in that way. Or you could be the bigger person and just ignore them. Back to just ignoring shit that
just
you don't
ignore,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
A very powerful out of sight, out of mind type of situation, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something that somebody has created it's make believe. It doesn't fucking actually exist. You know, it's an idea. And it hit me very significantly to find out those events. Like, when I heard of the shootings, 12 people had died.
It was like right after we did last week's episode.
It
so
was right after. And, you know, especially as it pertains to what we do here, you know, we do a show where we talk candidly about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
And we share ideas and opinions. We tell jokes that are sometimes over the board. We cross lines, you know, like, but it's all done in a sort of safe place in jest.
We talked about dog fucking so much last week.
We did.
That at one point, a degenerate like Fletcher Sucks in the chat said, "All right, enough about the dog fucking."
Yeah. But you know what? No, we will not move on. Because it was still entertaining to us.
Fuck yeah.
And that's really all that we do this show for.
I almost brought another dog fucking story today.
We'll do dog fucking stories fucking every week. If it pleases us.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's our show, and we should be able
to feel comfortable enough to make our show. Now, if nobody listens to it because they are offended by it, or if we happen to stay on topics too long or whatever for their taste, so be it. Then don't listen to us. And honestly, don't listen to us. And the people that want to listen to us will stay. And yeah. And it's fine. And if absolutely nobody listens to us, then at least we're having fun, you know, recording these conversations.
Move on.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it hit me super hard because what if that's the new threat?
What?
That we can't have conversations.
Yeah.
We can't document our conversations because we may piss off some
extremist group.
Not even an extremist group, just any group out
there. Any group, really, yeah.
That will, that instead of just ignoring us and letting us die on the vine, because obviously nobody will pay attention to those people because they're not putting out quality work. Right?
I just want to go back to a time when Tumblr was gifts of Supernatural and Doctor Who and Sherlock and shit. Hot boys, woo, Tumblr. You know, like, that's what Tumblr used to be.
Hashtag now it's, Asian amateurs.
Now it's a bunch of irrationally angry people.
Yeah, I'm also a graphic artist, so it hit me on that level too.
Yeah.
That
they made a level two?
Yes. That somebody would get murdered because of something that they drew. That scares me.
Yeah.
That scares me to no end. I mean, I don't draw things that are politically charged. The work that I do graphic design wise is very sort of milquetoast.
Yeah.
In comparison. It's meant for broader audiences. And then even the personal stuff that I do is catered towards the artists on my label or, you know, like trying to do marketing materials and all that kind of stuff. But still.
Irie Me and Humble Minds on iTunes.
Yes. The idea that an artist, especially like a commercial artist.
Yeah.
Like somebody, that's their profession. Not just somebody who is expressing their every thought.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who has an editor and has a staff and like, you know, comes up with ideas and like puts it out. Like where's the line then?
Yeah.
You know, if those types of people are getting murdered for that type of art, jokes, silly little cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, that have political statements and that if somebody who sees the satire gets a sort of message from it or makes them think a little differently.
Yeah.
About like political cartoonists. There's a long history of that being significant.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And it scares me, you know, that any way that we express ourselves now, in any way that we express ourselves as people on this planet, doesn't matter. Borders don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Whether you're a filmmaker, a cartoonist, if you're a podcaster, if, you know, any form of art that you create, good or bad.
Yeah.
Is now subject to the harshest criticism.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem right.
No.
And I was so happy to see in the fallout of those events, the mass of people that showed up carrying pens.
Yeah.
And
because I think it would have been easy for a lot of people to be like, well, they shouldn't have drew Muhammad. You know what I mean?
That.
And there was this huge, like, we need to support satire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, people, it's just jokes.
Yeah.
They're just jokes.
Yeah.
You know, just because you feel strongly about a particular position doesn't mean
that'll be
that
the or title of our episode. It's just the or jokes. Part. It's just jokes.
It's just jokes. It doesn't mean that you can't see some sort of levity in your cause. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, Once you start seeing humor in your world, that's a bad place to be, you know. I don't know.
I don't know.
We could take a break.
We could take a break.
I sort of brought it to a really low spot, but
yeah,
you know, I do.
That's
I
all right.
Feel strongly, and you know, I stand with all those people, you know.
All right.
As an artist, as somebody who creates opinion based fodder, you know, je suis Charlie, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. How do you say that?
Je suis.
Je suis Charlie.
I am.
Oh, I am. Oh, it's like
I am Charlie.
It's like saying I am Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah,
like I saw people tweeting that, and I had no clue what it meant.
Their website had a when you went to the website, it was just a link.
Yeah,
that brought you to a PDF.
Yeah,
that had just pages that just said Jesus Charlie in different languages.
Yeah,
the only one they didn't have was English. It was really funny.
Fuckers.
Yeah,
Je suis Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay,
there you go.
Let's go to break. Let's come back with some fun. Some funny. No, I got some funny before we play a game.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Shy kids. We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done.
Theme song. And we're back.
Yay! Let's bring the mood up a bit.
Let's bring the mood up after some je suis from before. Okay.
Let's tell some really offensive jokes. Come on, Doc.
Hi. They own it. So, okay.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Corey, you watched Lost, right?
I did. I was a huge fan of Lost. I watched it the entire time it was on.
I did not.
One of those that will benefit from binge watch sessions.
Okay.
Like, it was torture when you had to wait a week for the next piece of that puzzle. Fuck.
Yeah. You're a Nerdist fan, right?
Yeah, I like Nerdist.
Okay. Did you know they have a show called Nerdist Writers Panel?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's where they have like television writers mm-hmm. come in and do podcasts together.
Isn't that done by the Acker and Blacker? The Thrilling Adventure Hour guys?
Maybe, I don't know.
I forget. I think they spearhead it, yeah.
So Nick Santoro was on the Nerdist Writers Panel podcast recently. He is a writer for Prison Break
mm-hmm.
and a show called Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Scorpion, that's a new show. It's on right now.
Is it? Okay, there you go. He is he's pretty outspoken guy. He was talking about the complexity of Prison Break's narrative and described the difficulty of writing the show, eventually comparing it to Lost. To say Santora is critical of Lost is an understatement. So Santora had friends that were writing on Lost.
Okay.
Here is his quote from the episode.
Okay.
We had an expression in the room. Now he's talking about when he was writing Prison Break.
Okay.
We had an expression in the room, which was no polar bears. which was a reference to Lost.
Sort of like in the animation community, Simpsons already did it.
Yeah. I had friends that were writing on Lost. I can't say who they were, but I was watching football with one of them, and I was telling him how much I loved the show, and I'm like, how are you going to pay off all this stuff? And he looked at me and goes, we're not. And I go, what do you mean you're not? And he said, we literally just think of the weirdest, most fucked up thing and write it, and we're never going to pay it off. And I look at him and I'm like, that's such bullshit. You're completely fucking with the audience. I want to bring a class action lawsuit on behalf of everyone who watched Lost all these years. Nina Hartley jerked people off less than Lost did. That was his full quote.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So apparently, according to him, his Lost writer friends were like, we just think of weird things. Polar bear. Smoke monster.
Okay.
With no plans of explaining them or paying them off.
You know what, though? Like, okay, so what? You know, like.
This is where Corey gets defensive on Lost. Are you Lost, kin?
No. No. I'm not being defensive on Lost. But, like, writers.
I believe I am the show Lost, and this is very offensive, Doc.
I'm the embodiment of the smoke monster. So, I'm smoke monster kin.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, yeah, not everything has to have an answer, especially on a show like Lost, where the basis of it is like nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
I didn't watch Lost, but from what I've heard, they left a lot of things that were set up and just completely like.
Pfft. Yeah, I mean,
there is a theory in the comments of this thing I read, where someone said, I maintain to this day that the point of Lost was supposed to be about the kids. And when that guy said, we just want the boy, I have no clue what he's referencing. And I guess a kid named Walt got taken.
Yeah.
That was supposed to have a meaning, but then that kid got a fucking growth spurt the next year and was suddenly way too old. And they were like, fuck, we need to do something else.
You don't think that they would have thought that the kid would have grown up?
Well, like,
they could have just recast him.
Carl from Walking Dead, while he's aged, he's not like suddenly way taller.
Right.
So I think that, you know, you hope that the kid doesn't age quick. I think you need to cast pipsqueaks. I think that's how both of the midget black kids from the 80s. Arnold and
Webster and
Gary Coleman. By the way, racist ableist.
Yeah.
Double deuce right there.
Aware of it.
Both of the midget black kids.
That's the joke, assholes. Yeah. I don't know. Like, isn't that all writing is? You just come up with some crazy shit to throw your characters into?
It is, but it's nice if it all has a point.
I mean, yes, it would be nicer if it all came to a conclusion, but not everything's going to have a conclusion. And I thought that they, like, this show sort of covered the gist of what it needed to cover, you know, but some things, okay, it's like fucking Nolan at the end of Inception.
Yeah.
Never explains the top.
Explains what about it?
Whether or not that, like, you don't know, you leave that movie knowing whether it's a dream or not.
That's different from a thread that was set up and dropped. That is on purpose ambiguity. And by the way, if you listen, you hear the fucking top drop. Just listen. The screen's black, but you hear the goddamn top drop.
But I'm saying at the time when people left the theater, they didn't know, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
What if it's all just, is this a real life or is this just fantasy? And caught in a landslide, there's no escape from reality.
They set up the whole totem thing in the movie, and then that would have been a payoff.
Right.
But then they cut away, right? It's not that much different. Like, he thought of a cool device, and he set it up, and it became a thing that exists in the movie, and then he never pays it off. Is it something that Ellen Page constructed? Is it reality? Is, you know, like, that ambiguity is part of the sort of environment that they created with the whole movie, right?
I think that's a way different than having a polar bear that's never explained.
Well, they explain the polar bear.
Did they explain the polar bear? I don't even know.
I mean, a lot of these have explanations.
Did they explain Smoke Monster?
Yes.
What was it?
In the final season, they explain that the smoke monster is Oh God. Yeah, look, it's hard to boil down.
Yeah, okay. The smoke monster.
Smoke monster's evil.
It's Smokekin. First off.
It's Smokekin.
Smokekin.
Essentially it's Jim Carrey.
Oh, there you go.
With the mask.
Oh. But didn't he lose it and give it to Jamie Kennedy?
Oh, that's right. It's actually Jamie Kennedy who, during one of his fits, landed on an island and took down a plane.
What a stupid movie.
No, it has to do, it's like the island is a portal for good and evil. And there are figureheads that.
So is the smoke monster a demon then?
Smoke monster is evil.
It's just evil.
It's like a personification of evil.
Why did it sound like Gears?
It takes the form of, because the Foley guys thought it would sound creepy. it takes the form of a gentleman on the island.
And does it?
The good.
I didn't even know that.
Takes place. Yeah. There's like a whole, they explain shit in vague ways.
What was
vague
in the
ways,
hatch?
Yes.
What was in the hatch?
In the hatch.
These are all just things I've heard of on the show.
The hatch they open.
Yeah.
They live in for
what
a
was
while.
In it?
It was
a house.
It was a substation for, this thing called the Dharma Initiative, which was a scientific group who went to the island to try to uncover the mysteries of the island because the good and evil thing. They were trying to crack that code, but they didn't know what it was, so they did a whole bunch of experiments, and the hatch was an experiment.
Okay.
Mostly in human will, because they had to have a guy, like the guy's task was to live in there isolated and then had to enter in a code or else something giant would blow up.
Oh, God.
You know, so he had to continue entering this code.
All right. Just like all day, every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Well, enough about Lost.
So, like, they answered a bunch of things throughout the course of the show. Good. They didn't get to them all, sure.
Good for them.
But, you know, whatever. You can cut most of that. Although you did keep asking me questions.
Yeah, it's my fault. It's fine. I'll leave it in. Another thing that I wanted to talk about. Is this fucking text message, this string of text messages you sent me today that I have to let our audience know about.
Doc, those are private show prep text messages that are...
So when we come up with a new idea for the show, we'll let each other know.
You're just going to put me on blast.
I have to.
All right.
By the way, actually, you usually let me know and I just show up with the idea. Like, I don't warn you that I have a new idea. That's probably what the strategy you should take is don't warn me.
I've had bad history of coming up with lame ideas. That's why I try to buffer it first.
Oh, so I'm the filter.
Yeah.
So random text I get from Corey today at 10 a.m. 10:22 a.m.
Yes. Get it right.
Well, why don't I be you and you be me in this situation?
Oh, we're going to swap roles?
Yeah, we'll swap roles. So you have my lines, and then I'll have your lines. New bit idea. White rapper character delivers real talk haikus.
What?
My homeboy's so dumb. Got baby mama drama. He's never had any sex.
Hold on. You got to read it as a haiku.
My homeboy's so dumb, got baby mama drama. He's never had any sex. By the way, you fucked up on the last one. That was six.
He's never had any. Oh shit.
Yeah.
He's never had sex.
There you go.
Yeah.
How do you read a haiku?
Editing.
Well, tell me how you read a haiku.
My homeboy's so dumb, got baby mama drama. He's never had sex.
That's what I did.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so my homeboy's so dumb, got baby mama drama, he's never had sex.
Eh.
Is that what was my quote?
Eh.
And then you wrote...
Look, I agree with you.
And then you wrote, girl, you are so real, and your hair is always fine. Damn, that shit's a weave.
Because weave is fake hair.
I got it.
And he thought that his girl was so real.
And then you wrote... All day, gotta make cheese. Slanging the curds in the way. You holding some Swiss?
See, because cheese is street term for making money. And then slanging is a drug term.
Corey.
But then curds and the way are cheese terms. It flips it. You holding some Swiss?
What did I text back to you at this point?
I hate this idea.
And then your response
look,
to...
Look, the cheese one is a stretch.
Your response to, I hate this idea from me...
Was another one, of course. Was, why would I not put another one?
My homeboy loves guns, but he's not responsible. He shot off his dick.
Haiku. Real talk. Haiku.
What was my next response?
There was no other response.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought...
Because you know why? Because you just ignore.
Exactly. We've come full circle. And now plugs.
The show's not over yet.
Exactly. Yeah, look, it was a bad idea. I thought that it would be funny in how terrible it would be, but...
Well, it worked because we got to share how terrible it was and have some laughs about it.
I was really working on a white rapper character that was super annoying.
Oh, no. They already have so many of those.
His name is Command C.
Oh.
I'm an artist, and Command C is a shortcut key for copy.
Big Apple fan there.
Yeah.
Why don't we play a game?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a break on Inglourious Bastards.
I was just about to say, don't make me fucking play that game
again.
We're
not going to play Inglourious Bastards. Let's play Movie Chain. We haven't done that in a while.
All right. We can movie chain it.
Let's movie chain it up. So again, the rules of movie chain. One of us starts with an actor. The other one says the movie that actor's in.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. And then you say a different actor that's in that movie. And then you say a different movie.
That actor was
yeah,
in.
Yeah. You just keep going as long as you can.
Yes.
Why don't you start since you failed last week?
So I'm starting?
You start.
Okay, I'm starting with movie or actor. What do you want to take? Since I'm starting...
It's up to you, man.
You get to choose.
No, go for it.
All right.
You choose. I don't care.
I will go with Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt is in a movie called... what the fuck's... I know the movie. I just can't remember what it's called. Oh, Ratatouille.
Oh, he is in Ratatouille. Janine Garofalo.
Oh, who is in Dogma.
She is in Dogma.
Yeah.
Who else is in Dogma? Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman is in Dogma. You know what else he's in?
Hmm.
Die Hard.
He is in Die Hard with Bruce Willis. Because I can't think of anything else that Carl Winslow is in.
You know what else Bruce Willis is in?
Yeah.
The Fifth Element.
He is in The Fifth Element with Mila Jovovich. Jovovich.
Mila.
I could have gone Chris Tucker.
But... You could have. Mila Jovovich. And she is in Resident Evil.
Don't know any other actors' names in Resident Evil. She was like the only star in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the fuck else is in Resident Evil? I should have gone Chris Tucker.
You should have gone Chris Tucker.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm out.
Boom.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich ends.
All right.
All right. Point for Doc.
Let's try a TV chain.
All right, TV chain.
Okay. I'll start. Let's go with Richard Belzer.
Richard Belzer. Law and Order's Richard Belzer?
Yeah. There you go. You know who else is in Law and Order? Ice-T.
Is he in that Law and Order?
Yeah, he's in Richard Belzer's
That would be
and they've all guest starred on each other's.
Law and Order Criminal Intent?
No, that's Special Victims.
They're in Special Victims?
They're in Special Victims Unit.
Okay. With Mariska Hargitay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly who is also in that.
Yeah. I'm just making sure that we're thinking about the same.
Okay.
Because I'm doing another television show that Ice-T has been in.
Yes.
MTV Cribs. Because probably.
All right.
The fuck else has goddamn Ice Cube been in?
You know who else has been on MTV Cribs?
Or Ice-T. Sorry.
Ice-T, yeah.
Yeah. I said Ice Cube.
You know who else has been on MTV Cribs? Moby.
Moby was a guest star in Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Was he?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. Probably doesn't work.
Just look it up.
I think TV chain has failed.
TV chain sucks. Yeah. It's okay. So hard.
Let's go back to movie chain.
Especially when you start doing actors who have only done one show.
Yeah. That's a problem. You could have gone Ice and Coco, but then I would have been stuck with Coco. And then what the fuck else has she been in?
Yeah, I didn't even remember that he had a fucking reality show.
He did.
I loathe reality
shows. Let's fuck TV chain. We're going to go back to movies. And
no,
I'll...
let's do Broadway chain.
Broadway chain? Okay. Hugh Jackman.
He was in The Music Man?
I believe he was.
Was he? I don't
know. Probably. All right. Back to movies.
He was in Les Miserables.
Back to movies. I'll start since TV chain was just a failure. Yeah. We didn't even pick a winner there. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is in a movie. What is that movie called? Shit.
It was a fuckload.
I know. I don't want to settle for like an X-Men movie. Because I know of another movie that he was in, but I can't think of the fucking name. You know, I'll go Les Mis.
Les Mis?
Les Miserables.
Wasn't Russell Crowe also in that?
He was.
Yeah.
And Russell Crowe was also in American Gangster.
Was he in American Gangster?
He was the detective.
And isn't American Gangster also that movie with... I know who it is. Denzel Washington.
It is with Denzel Washington.
I just forgot his name for a second. I almost called him Wesley Snipes. Racist, ableist, boxkinist.
Denzel Washington was in a movie I just saw that was pretty good called The Equalizer.
The Equalizer. That's the guy who's good at math.
Yeah.
I have not heard of this movie.
Really?
Yeah. That's a hard one to come up with who else is in it then.
I know another person that's in it.
Equalizer was
equalizer,
it?
Equalizer. Oh.
Is it that girl, Scarlett Johansson?
No.
No.
No. Chloe Moretz was in that movie.
Chloe Moretz. All right. Well, you won.
I'll drink to that.
You won that.
We are now tied, sir.
Tied. Okay. So you start.
All right. Let's see here. An actor. Let's go with Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is in Palmetto.
I'm sorry, what?
He's in a movie called Palmetto.
What is that movie about?
I have no idea.
Can you name another person in that movie?
Yes.
Damn it!
Instant roadblock.
I have never heard of that movie.
The other person is Elizabeth Shue.
That doesn't help.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, back to me.
Yeah. Doc is up 2-1.
Yeah. David Duchovny.
David Duchovny. Movies. He was in California.
Are you thinking of Californication, the show?
No, with a K.
Oh, yeah.
California with a K.
Can you name someone else in that? Because I sure as fuck
I can name at least two other people.
Go for it.
You can't name anybody?
No, I've never heard of it.
Brad Pitt.
Fuck. You're right. He is in that.
First roles.
Yeah. All right. Fuck. Shit.
Boom. Tie game.
Tie already. All
right. This is the rubber match right here.
Okay.
Give me an actor. Let's do this.
I give you an actor? Didn't I start last?
I mean, I'm going to... No, because I gave... No.
I said David Duchovny.
Yes,
so now,
my actor.
Yeah. You name an actor.
You're right. Yeah. You are absolutely right. Shit. Let's go. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Okay. He was in that fucking Freaky Friday bullshit, but not Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday bullshit.
He was in that movie with the switchy bodies. The Change-Up?
I don't know.
Is that not what it's called?
I think the other actor in that movie was definitely in that movie, but...
No. Okay, I'm going a completely different direction.
It's confusing because there's The Change-Up and there's also The Switch, which has a...
Oh, shit! There is!
Which has a shared actor. I'm not sure which one exactly is...
I believe The Change-Up is The Switchy Bodies.
Is it?
Yeah.
we could just rifle through those then. So if you're going changeup, then I'll go Jason Bateman.
Okay.
You could go.
The Switch.
And I'll say Jennifer Aniston.
Boom. Okay. Horrible Bosses.
With
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Now, we can't go back to him.
They do a lot of movies together.
Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, shit. Isn't he in Free Hall Pass?
He is in Hall Pass.
I almost said Free Pass.
With Owen Wilson.
He is in that with Owen Wilson, who is in Royal Tenenbaums.
He is in Royal Tenenbaums with Ms. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, who is in Iron Man.
With Robert Downey Jr.
Who is in Chaplin.
He is in Chaplin, you son of a bitch. Who else is in Chaplin? You know somebody else in Chaplin? Because that's kind of a necessity.
That is, isn't it?
Chaplin.
Fuck.
Who else was in Chaplin?
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Okay. I can't go Chaplin because I can't name
Spader.
It. No, I got it. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's right. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
With gay Val Kilmer.
Who is in Batman Forever.
He's not gay in that movie.
Oh, only gay roles. Shit. Does
what Batman was he in?
Batman Forever. Which we saw at a drive-in with your family.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that. That's crazy, yep. Really.
Nope. Never mind, not you.
Not me.
I just realized it wasn't you.
Strike it from the record.
Yep. Forget that one.
So he was in Batman Forever with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Who was in Yes Man.
Ooh, he was in Yes Man. Fuck. Who else is in Yes Man? Oh, god damn it.
Running out of time, Cor.
God!
Tick tock goes the clock.
Fuck, Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, fuck. I should have called it sooner. Who was in 500 Days of Summer?
With Jogolev.
Jogolev, who was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Back to Batman. Dark Knight Rises, who had Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
The size of a tangerine.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
Why do we fall down, Mr. Bruce?
Yeah. Michael Caine was in a little movie called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
With Steve Martin.
Steve Martin was in Little Shop of Horrors.
With Rick Moranis.
Who was in Ghostbusters.
You're trying to get me to say Bill Murray. Not going to happen.
All right.
I will say Sigourney Weaver.
Ah, Sigourney Weaver, who was in Alien.
With William Hurt.
I think that's a failure.
What's his name? What's his name? With War Doctor. What's his name? John Hurt.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I meant.
Who was in Snowpiercer.
Damn it! With, I don't want to say Captain America. I want to go somebody else. Oh, I see his fucking face. Ah, fuck, Chris Evans.
Who was in Fantastic Four?
It's not what I wanted to say. God damn it.
And he was in Fantastic Four.
He was in Fantastic Four with, I don't know any other movies that dude's been in. Jessica Alba.
Who was in Idle Hands.
Was she really?
Yeah.
With Devon Sawa?
With Devon Sawa.
Wow.
Who is in Tom and Huck.
Is he in Tom and Huck?
Yeah. He's Huck.
With Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes.
I thought it was a different guy.
I thought it was Devon Sawa.
I didn't think it was Devon Sawa.
Let me check. If so, you just won. Tom and Huck. Tom and Huck. starring Jonathan
JTT
Taylor Thomas and fuck my ass, you just won.
Not Devin Sawa.
I get Devin Sawa and Brad Renfro mixed
up. Yeah, Devin Sawa was in Casper.
With Christina Ricci.
He was. Christina Ricci was in Black Snake Moan.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
He was in Iron Man 2. We connected them all. Let's go.
You don't want to do some Inglourious Basterds game?
If you want to be here for another hour and a half, sure. I mean, if you're interested in that, in cutting it right out of this episode because we're at time.
How long has it been?
Here, how about you don't give one to me? I'll just think of one for you.
Go, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Just think of it. You don't know, no writing. Got one?
Okay.
Am I male?
Yes.
Am I fictional?
No.
Am I an actor?
No.
Am I a director?
Yes.
Ooh. Am I Wes Anderson?
No.
Am I Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Fuck. Am I still alive?
Yes.
Am I fat?
No.
Okay.
Not Kevin Smith, no.
Ah.
Although he's not fat anymore.
Am I one of the Coen brothers?
No.
Am I also a writer?
I believe so, yeah.
Am I black?
No.
Hmm. Am I white?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a beard?
No.
Okay. Am I American?
Yes.
Shit. I was hoping that was a no. Mm-mm. Then I was going to say, am I Werner Herzog?
Nope.
Werner Herzog. I like colons in my film titles.
Okay.
Really just doing a bad Paul F. Tompkins version.
Yeah, exactly. White director, no beard, American. Am I older than 50?
Probably.
Probably.
Or around there.
Is my hair brown?
Yes-ish.
Yes-ish. Is it also gray-ish? Is that why?
A little
is
bit,
that the
yeah,
other
yeah.
ish? Okay. Did I direct Beetlejuice?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I am not Tim Burton.
No.
Hmm. Am I Ivan Reitman?
No. I'm just going to start naming writer-directors.
Is Doc Wheatley a fan of me?
I don't know.
Ooh. Wouldn't that be interesting if I don't even know who this person is?
No, you definitely have heard of this person.
I have, okay.
Let me look at the rest of the movies that I don't know, because, you know, the director may have some movies that you...
Ah. Do I tend to focus on comedy?
No.
Drama?
I mean, like, well-rounded movies?
Okay, so I do all sorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not afraid of, you know, one or the other.
Huh. Ooh. Someone might have stumped the master. Hmm. Am I David Gordon Green?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I wear glasses?
Don't let the gray hair thing.
Okay. Mostly brown.
Mostly brown, but like, okay. You know, he's graying
yeah.
in certain areas.
And I might be over 50. You weren't sure?
I confirmed you are over 50. 54
I am
to
over
be exact.
50.
You definitely probably like some of these movies.
Okay. So I don't act. You said I probably write, and I am a director.
Let me see. Yeah, you definitely write.
Am I known for doing something aside from directing movies?
Writing.
Okay.
And technically you have acted, but...
Technically.
It's not like...
Not big roles.
It's not like your thing.
Yeah. Am I Wes Craven?
No.
Damn. Did I direct Good Will Hunting?
No.
Why is that a no? Because you don't know who directed Good Will Hunting?
I just want to make sure. No.
Okay. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Ah, am I Spike Jones? No, he's not over 50.
He's, no. But Spike Jones, probably a fan of this director.
Oh, really? Okay. Am I Charlie Kaufman?
No.
Okay, because he's more known for writing than directing.
Yeah. This guy definitely has directed more than...
Fuck. Am I David Lynch?
No.
Oh, fuck. Am I... You said I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Did I direct a movie that came out in 2014?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Am I Woody Allen?
No.
Am I Clint Eastwood?
No.
He's white haired as shit.
And
now.
He very much was an actor.
Yeah, he very much was an actor. Shit. And I just realized I don't know if he directed a movie in 2014. Am I up for an award?
He has American Sniper. I'm not sure if they considering that.
Was I up for a major award? Golden Globes. Was I up for a Golden Globe for what I directed?
Yeah.
Oh, I was. Mm-hmm. What was that for Golden Globes? See, I should have watched.
Right?
For Best Picture?
Yep.
Did I win?
I don't know if... I don't know how to answer that.
Did my movie win Best Picture?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. What won Best Picture at the Golden Globes?
Chat is blowing up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have Google.
They do. They have Google and I don't.
They're all cheaters.
Did I direct Foxcatcher?
No.
No, because that didn't win.
Yeah.
Shit, what won? Fuck. Oh, Lord. I didn't direct The Judge.
Nope. Judge wasn't even nominated.
What?
I know. Sad.
That sucks. What won Best Picture at the Golden Globes? I really need to pay more attention to these shitty award shows. I don't know what won Best Picture at the fucking Golden Globes. Oh, Christ. I don't even know what was nominated. Shit. Am I Jeffrey Tambor? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. Let me just confirm.
Okay.
That it did in fact win.
Did I direct Birdman?
No.
No, because Keaton won, but the movie didn't win.
It did win.
Did I direct The Theory of Everything?
No.
Fuck.
Corey's Revenge.
Ooh. Did I?
I gotta fucking deep cut you.
Oh, is that what you did?
In order to come out on top.
Shit.
I gotta try to really.
What the fuck?
Like, what? Somebody you would know, but. Yeah. Not think of.
Yeah. I have no clue who won Best Picture at the Golden Globes. Fuck a butt.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
The project that won Best Picture at the Golden Globes was a bit of a labor of love.
Ah, now I know what won. And now I know that I'm Richard Linkletter.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Thank you for that hint. That fucking triggered what it was. Trigger warning, by the way.
I did not know he directed School of Rock.
He did direct School of Rock and
Holy
Days,
shit.
Days of Confused.
I knew Days of Confused,
yeah.
And Slacker and
yeah.
Before Midnight and Before Sunset.
All that shit.
Yeah, I had no idea that he did School of Rock. It was crazy.
All right. Boyhood. Didn't
Blech.
See it.
Blech.
Boyhood.
I don't know. I've heard that nothing happens in the movie.
So it's like that fucking shit from a few years ago.
Like it's all
with Sean Penn as an adult reflecting on his childhood
with Brad Pitt as his dad.
Yeah.
With it.
The shit was that shit
the
called
Meaning of Life or something like that.
The
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life. Man. Oh God, was sitting through that movie a chore. Oh my fucking God, Tree of Life was also awful. There's a part at the beginning where it shows the like creation of the universe. and then we see dinosaurs at one point. I wish the movie had stayed dinosaurs, because the rest was terrible. Oh, fuck.
I've heard that all of those effects were all practical.
There is a part, though, where this kid takes his mom's dress and masturbates on it.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Fucking creep.
Young Sean Penn masturbates on, yeah, he does, on Jessica his Chastain's dress?
Well, I would.
Jessica Chastain is amazing.
She is, yeah. All right, Boyhood. Good. Richard Linklater.
Yeah.
That was a deep cut. Okay. Plugs.
Plug, you go.
Docky Wheats on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Docky Wheats on Facebook. That's it. I'm on the Shy Kids.
DocWheatley.com?
I guess I still own that. It redirects to my defunct YouTube channel.
Defunct?
Nah, I haven't done anything in a long time.
It's sleeping.
It's sleeping.
It's napping.
Yeah, that's about it. You can follow me on Tumblr.
Y'all4368.
At Feminist Doc. I issue trigger warnings. And I think that you shouldn't be ableist. And hashtag rape. And hashtag rape culture.
Hashtag rape. You stupid twat.
Hey, don't be misogynistic, no, Corey.
Fuck her.
All right. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my record label at Arcadian Records, or go to arcadianrecords.com, buy all of our shit. Rumor has it that we're trying to get together a store so that people can purchase physical copies of CDs or,
oh, nice,
t-shirts or something like that. We're trying to work out the logistics and tax stuff.
Cool.
It's a little
tax daddy.
It's a little difficult to, yeah, work out some of those details. But we're working on that soon. Also, follow my band at BDER Rocks, or go to BroughtDownRunning.com. Please continue to donate to our GoFundMe account, GoFundMe.com/BDR album.
Yes. Help them make, you know, the dream of a stolen album.
Yeah, there's no end to our campaign, so we can continue to fundraise.
It's a good cause to fund.
Yes.
When you want a party.
Please help us finish our album. Other than that, you can contact us here on the Shy Kids.
Comments at theshykids.com.
Just like JJ did.
Yeah.
And
email.
We'll read it and we'll answer
and
you.
We'll read it.
And we'll make fun of you and it'll be a fun, good time.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time to time.
Yeah.
also follow us on Twitter
at Shy Kids Podcast.
Or like our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
And while you're on our Facebook page, you can go see me shaving my beard.
Yeah.
That's on there.
That's there.
You
can see when Corey looks like that guy from that band.
Yeah. or you can go to theshykids.com for all past episodes.
Download and all our old episodes.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
Wherever. Leave us a
Stitcher,
comment.
Stitcher. Blueberry.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, do that.
Because that helps us
rate and review.
Chart if you review us, yep, a lot.
Yeah.
You know. If you need to...
Just be like, these guys are cool, five stars. And then, these guys are still awesome, 5 stars.
Or if you don't feel like typing, just hit 5 stars.
You can
and
just
be,
hit the 5 stars.
Be on about your day.
Yeah, that's true. You don't even have to type a review.
That's true.
Just write, good.
I like it.
Me fun of this.
More importantly than subscribing and leaving reviews is, if you like our show, tell a friend.
Yeah.
Spread the word. You know, we're always interested in reaching new audiences, and that comes with the responsibility for that really lies upon you, and spreading by word of mouth how great you enjoy our show or dislike our show. If you hate our show so much that somebody needs to hear it so that they can hate our show with you, just turn them on to us.
More like radio.com, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Yep, and you can get in the chat. Usually Doc or I or both are, yeah, hanging out. Sometimes we tag team it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Doc will get frustrated and I'll be like, ah, now I can speak.
I'll join in. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in the chat. We explain our idiocy.
Yeah.
And confirm jokes and whatnot.
Yeah. Confirmed joke.
But most importantly, we get to speak to you, our listeners.
Our listeners.
Who we value more than anything.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. You guys are okay.
But yeah, I think that's it for this week, Doc.
All right.
Remember, Je suis Charlie? And as always,
this never happened.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes, especially if this, none of this recorded, then really never fucking happened.
All right, let's start all over from the top.
No! Am I Richard Linklater? Perfect.